And now for the next few minutes, I'd like to think with you about how to overcome your problems in life. Well, a sales manager of a large real estate firm was interviewing an applicant for a sales job. He asked, "Why have you chosen this career?" And the young man replied, "I dream of making $1 million in real estate like my father." And then this impressed the sales manager, and he asked, "Your father made $1 million in real estate?" And the young man replied, "No, but he always dreamed about it." Have you ever noticed that the Bible never mentions the dreams of the apostles? It doesn't even mention the ideas of the apostles. However, it devotes a whole entire book to the Acts of the Apostles. Some of the most impressive commercials on television in recent years have been the Nike shoe commercials with the theme, "Just Do It." These commercials have featured famous athletes such as Michael Jordan to get their message across. Other commercials have featured just ordinary people, and they show a person in a wheelchair or with some other kind of handicapping condition, and then they just say they do it, just do it. These are not persons we would normally think of as athletes, and these are people who could easily just drop out. But instead, as these commercials show us, they just do it. These commercials carry a good message for all of us, not just the people who are physically challenged. However, if Nike thinks they invented the phrase, "just do it," they might be surprised to find that they're a few thousand years late. Because in Ezra, in the Bible, Ezra, the 10th chapter and the 4th verse, we read, "Be of good courage and just do it." This is the answer Jesus gave his disciples when they asked him to increase their faith. He said, to paraphrase him in today's language, "Just do it." This is a curious answer to a request for more faith. "Just do it," he said. Did Jesus understand the question? Yes, he understood it. Then why did he answer their plea for faith in this way? He knew what their problem wasn't. And the disciples' problem was not the lack of faith. In Luke, the 17th chapter, the 5th and 6th verses, the apostles said to the Lord, "Make our faith greater." The Lord answered, "If you had faith as big as a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Pull yourself up by the roots and plant yourself in the sea,' and it would obey you." Jesus tells them that the size of their faith is not the issue. It only takes faith the size of a little mustard seed to uproot a mulberry tree and plant it in the sea. The mulberry tree is a deep-rooted sycamore. It is not easily transplanted anywhere. And Jesus was saying, to do great things, miraculous things, only takes a minute amount of faith. A mustard seed is about the smallest seed in the world. No one could miss Jesus' point. The disciples' problem was not the size of their faith. No, this was not it at all. They would have to find another excuse for their lack of effectiveness. We can sympathize with the disciples in their request for more faith. We always tend to think that we need more faith too. If we just had more faith, we would be better Christians, we say to ourselves. We would volunteer to serve in mission projects or be more committed to everyday ministry of the church. So we pray as the disciples did. Give us more faith. What we may not realize is that we're not praying for faith at all. What we're really praying for is for God to make things easier for us. We're asking God to snap his fingers and make it happen for us. Some of you may remember the hilarious Bill Cosby routine concerning Noah's Ark. In this routine, two hippos are being herded through the doors of the ark, and God says to Noah, "Wait a minute, Noah, both of those are male hippos. You need a female hippo." And Noah's furious. He complains that it is difficult to turn a hippopotamus around in a boat, much less take him out and then go around up another one. God says, "I don't care. Get another hippo." And then finally, in desperation, Noah shouts, "Why don't you just change one of them?" And my memory is that God replies, "Noah, how long can you tread water?" Like the disciples, we want God to magically do something which will require little or no action on our part. It is not more faith we are really asking for. It is for God to do for us what we're not willing to do for ourselves. The context of this particular incident in Luke's gospel is most interesting. Jesus had just given his disciples a lesson in forgiveness, and the disciples were distraught because they didn't know if they could accomplish what Jesus was teaching. Their request for faith was a way to ask God to fix them so that they could be forgiving. I suppose with more faith, they believed that they would just magically be what God wanted them to be. But lack of faith was not the problem. There are people with lots of faith who still contribute very little to God's kingdom. They have lots of faith, but nothing significant ever seems to happen in their lives. Their problem is not lack of faith. It is the lack of action. That is the reason Jesus answered his disciples' plea in the way that he did. He knew that their problem wasn't what their problem wasn't. It wasn't lack of faith, but he also knew what their problem was. They needed to get started living what they already believed. It never dawned on the disciples that it might take action to forgive others. You know what I'm talking about is effort. While the disciples were standing around fretting about their perceived inability to act, Jesus' message to them was, "Hey, just get out there and do it." The central problem in the lives of the disciples was not that they did not have enough faith. The problem was that they did not use the faith that they had. It is true for us as well. Actually, we have more faith than we think. If we have ever turned on a light switch, filled our car with gas, mailed a letter, flown on an airplane, or ridden in an elevator, believe me, we have faith. Jesus knew the disciples' problem wasn't the lack of faith. He knows that it's not only our problem either. It is the dread disease of paralysis by analysis. By waiting around until we receive more faith, or until God gives us some special feeling or some other unmistakable sign, we remain immobile, dysfunctional Christians. Two-thirds of the world and 50% of all church members will not even roll out of bed on Sunday morning. They don't need more faith. They just need to roll out of bed. It is amazing the creative solutions that people can bring to problems if they can just get them into action. I read an amusing tale recently of a group of French prisoners in World War II. These prisoners were forced to work in the German munitions factory. Upon realizing that the very bombs they were building were being used to destroy their beloved homeland, they made the decision to create a malfunction in the devices that detonate the bombs. The bombs were designed to explode on impact, but with the changes that the prisoners made, the bombs were harmless and no explosion occurred. Puzzled by so many failed attacks, the French government finally conducted an investigation. And upon opening the bombs, they found a slip of paper inside bearing these words: "We are doing the best we can with what we've got, where we are, every chance we get." Years ago, in the first daily vacation Bible school that we had, Betty and I had in Langley Air Force Base, Virginia, way back in the 50s, we learned a similar motto: do the best you can with what you've got for Jesus' sake today. That would be a good motto for our church. We can pray until we're blue in the face for God to give us more faith. But God wants us to get into action using the faith we already have. God wants us to just do it, to do the best we can with what we've got, where we are, every chance we get for Jesus' sake today. We need to put feet to our faith. We can expect our faith to grow. And here's the remarkable truth of this passage in our scripture this morning. If we start doing what we know to do, then we will see our faith grow beyond our wildest imagination. Why? That brings us to see miracles do occur when Christian people get into action. It happens all the time, all over the world. Robert C. Morgan, in his book, Lift High the Cross, tells about a woman who had a gift shop on the Via Della Rosa in Jerusalem. That's the Way of the Cross in Jerusalem. And if you ever go to Jerusalem, you'll go down that road. And her name is Frida Hanna. Frida is a Palestinian Christian. She makes beautiful embroidery and cross-stitch work. Her specialties are altar cloths and clergy stoles and bookmarker and Bible markers. She's a very frail woman. She has been in business at the same spot, the sixth station of the cross, for more than 30 years. Her eyes are beginning to fail her. She must wear thick glasses now. If you go by Frida's shop, you will see her smiling and greeting the tourists. She has made friends with thousands of people. A teacher tells about being in her shop one day with a group of students. Another large group of students from America were in the shop too. All of these members of this second group had a Bible under their arm and crosses hanging from their neck. They were pushing and shoving and demanding to be waited on. A group of little Palestinian beggars had followed the group into the shop asking for money. And these Christian tourists were indignant. The teacher said they made comments like, "Get these dirty kids out of here," or, "Why don't they stay in Jordan where they belong?" Frida overheard these remarks. The teacher of the other group was embarrassed and apologize for this, the fellow Americans, even though he did not even know them. Frieda's response was, "Oh, that's all right. I learned long ago that many of those who take the Bible literally don't take it seriously." Frieda certainly takes the Bible seriously. During the last 30 years, using the earnings from her little shop, she has given over 1,000 Palestinian youths a higher education in North America or Europe. She has built and supported the operation of 3 medical clinics on the West Bank. She has built and operated 2 orphanages. There is no way of determining the good that this Christian woman has done over the 30 years. Frieda Hanna is a modest person. She is always embarrassed to talk about what she does. Once, when asked where she gets the energy and the determination, she responded, "God did not place me in this world just to take up space. It's not enough just to go along. God wants me to make a difference where I can." And that's it. That's what Jesus was saying to his disciples. Just do it. Make a difference where you can. You already have all the faith that you need to perform miracles. All you have to do is get started. And that is Christ's word to us today. If we want to increase our faith, we have to increase our action. Our problem is not our lack of faith. It is our lack of commitment and dedication and our unwillingness to put feet to our faith. Jesus knew this, and so when we come asking him for more faith, he answers us bluntly, "Just do it. Get into action." As someone has said, the devil trembles when he hears God's weakest servant say, "Yes, Lord, I'll do it." Every Sunday, when I come to our beautiful church, I can feel the presence of God when I see the 23 stained glass windows. I love the friendly people and the choruses and the music. We have a wonderful place to worship our Lord. Why don't we invite our friends to come to church with us, like the disciples? We need to just do it. Why not ask a friend or a neighbor to come to church with you so that they can enjoy the wonderful feeling that we have every Sunday morning? Right now, in silent prayer, let's ask God to help us reach others for his kingdom. Just pray, "Heavenly Father, come into my life, forgive all my sins, and help me to reach others for you. In Jesus' name, amen." Let's have a time for silent prayer. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this wonderful feeling of your presence in our lives. Forgive all of our sins and mistakes of the past, and help us to help others to know you. Bless us and help us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.